Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
This past September, my husband and I celebrated 36 years since we met. And I'll never forget the song that was playing at the disco in London where we had our first date. It was Come On, Eileen.
Oh, my goodness. Christy's favorite song.
I love that song.
Dixie's Midnight
Runners.
Runners,
right, yeah.
And he changed it to Come On, Weinstein, which is my maiden name.
Oh, yes.
It's funny. You know why I'm Sherman, right? So, but I was thinking about the soundtrack. You know, like if your life was a movie, what would be the soundtrack that accompanied it? And it would definitely start with Come On, Eileen. Mm-hmm. Then it would move into Earth, Wind, and Fire, September,
because
September 21st was our first date.
Oh, right.
So that.
Do you remember?
That, right? That's it. And
song.
Then definitely Anita Baker. Her entire
catalog.
Which is so weird, like why Anita Baker, but we saw her. We somehow got tickets to Saturday Night Live when she first got big, and she was the performer.
Oh, cool.
And we got to see her live, and we fell in love with her. And then we went to see her when I was pregnant with my son, and
oh, wow.
He was kicking. And then when he was born, and you have to listen to the music in the baby monitor, you know, as the kid falls asleep, I'm like, I'm not listening to bad music. So we put Anita Baker on continual repeat on a CD. Till he was 11 years
really?
Old, he listened to Anita Baker.
Wow.
And at
wow.
11, she came out of her many retirements, and he and my husband flew to see her live at Jones Beach.
Oh, neat.
And he handed her flowers, and she said, what are you doing here, sweetheart?
Yeah.
You know, because she talks to her audience.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I listened to you in my mom's womb, because,
wow.
you know, he knows the correct word.
Yes.
And then this past summer, we went to see her again,
because cool
she
is
really
that?
Is apparently going on a farewell tour.
Oh, really? Okay.
So she would be the soundtrack of our, like,
that's
every
beautiful.
Song.
Yeah.
Of and she's just a beautiful singer, right?
Yeah,
are you a fan?
Of course. Well, we play some Anita Baker.
Her voice
really
is so, cool. She has new songs coming out. So
yeah.
That, what would be the soundtrack of, like, the theme song
oh, boy,
for
I don't
your
know,
life?
It would have to be with James Taylor, and I can't really
oh,
pick
yeah,
a...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh,
Taylor.
Gosh.
I can't pick a song. Copperline is one of them, because when my daughter was a little girl, I used to pick her up in my arms and dance to Copperline, and we have video of me and snapshots of me throughout her years
dancing
until she
to
was
that?
Too big to pick up and dancing as adults to Copperline, and we met James Taylor in Denver, Colorado together, and I forgot to tell him that story, and I'm so bummed.
So if I could meet Anita Baker, I would tell her you're the soundtrack of our life. What about you? Do you have one?
I have many.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's because you're too young. You have too many choices.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually,
you'll pick one.
It'll narrow it down.
Yes,
yeah.
Like a radio, it'll come in loud and clear.
There you go.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.